Question 2. Now, listen to the radio interview, which again, you will hear only once.
And now we come to today's special feature. NHK's long-running morning dramas have been television favorites for over half a century. The recent series, Masan, was inspired by the experiences of the father of Japan's whiskey industry, Masataka Taketsuru, and his Scottish wife, Rita Cowan. This show has been attracting attention from Japan's international community, largely due to the casting of the American actress Charlotte Kate Fox as the Scottish wife, who in the TV version is called not Rita, but Ellie. A group with a special interest in NHK's portrayal of the bride from overseas is the Association of Foreign Wives of Japanese, AFWJ, an organization founded in 1969 and now boasting 500 members from around 40 different nations, from Austria to New Zealand. In a recent online survey, AFWJ members shared their thoughts about Masan. So our special guest today is Gladys Kobayashi, a long-standing member of the association, who is going to tell us about what these women think about the way the drama's foreign heroine is presented. Gladys, many thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, could you tell us briefly about the purpose of the AFWJ?
Well, I don't think I can put it any better than our current president, who has said, "Living in and having ties to a culture that you weren't born into always comes with challenges." AFWJ allows us to share the difficulties and celebrate the triumphs of our day-to-day lives with an amazing group of women who've had similar experiences.
How many wives took part in the survey about Masan?
As many as 130, over a quarter of our total membership, which shows how much interest the show has aroused.
Were AFWJ members bemused that the part of the Scots woman is played by an American actress?
Around a third of the survey participants admitted to being initially surprised that NHK didn't find a Scottish actress for the part. But the general consensus is that it doesn't really matter, as Fox can do a fair Scottish accent, and most of her dialogue is in Japanese anyway.
I believe that Fox knew no Japanese when she was cast as Ellie. How did your members respond to that?
More than half of those taking the survey praised Fox's language skills and recognized that she was working immensely hard to succeed in the role. At a press conference, Fox herself said, "This has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. You have to get up every day and memorize sounds that you don't understand." But some women suggested that Ellie should have used more English at first, at least in private with her husband. They point out that NHK could have made more use of subtitles, while Ellie's Japanese proficiency gradually improved. One complained of the speed at which Ellie seems to pick up Japanese. "I fail miserably compared to how fast Ellie is learning," she wrote. "My daily conversational Japanese is fine, and yet a number of people have recently asked why I don't speak better after living here for more than 10 years.
Were there any other criticisms of the drama?
Two things mainly annoyed our members. First, over 60% questioned the need to make Ellie a platinum blonde, while, as photographs show, Rita Cowan herself had brown hair. While acknowledging that the blonde hair helps to separate the identities of the fictional Ellie and the real-life Rita, some participants claimed it perpetuates the image that all Westerners are light-haired. One joked, "Ellie was already different enough without turning her into an ad for hair shampoo."
What was the other complaint?
About Ellie's behavior on arrival in Japan in the early 1920s. As many as 83% took issue with the fact that Ellie attempted to hug everyone at initial meetings. They commented that hugging would have been as foreign to the Scottish a century ago as it was to the Japanese. Almost as many, 76%, complained about Ellie's initial antics, such as trying to walk into the house wearing shoes or clumsily knocking things over, which only served to reinforce stereotypes regarding outsiders.
So was the response generally negative?
Not at all. Most participants found the portrayal of Ellie convincing overall. One said, "I think they have done a good job with her character and the presentation." Many of the issues faced by Ellie in Masan are familiar to AFWJ members. Not surprisingly for the Times, Ellie and her husband are shown to experience strong opposition from both families. Fox herself says she has spoken to real-life foreign wives, and one topic they particularly focused on was the dynamics of the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationship. Irrespective of their criticisms of the series, nearly all of the participants agreed that NHK deserves credit for the decision to make a morning drama centering on an intercultural marriage. A member from Scotland concluded, "The show isn't just about a foreign wife and her struggle to learn to live in a different country. Just as much, it is about how a Japanese family and society have to learn to deal with someone who is not from Japan."
So what is the final message of the drama for foreign wives?
To answer that, perhaps I can quote Charlotte Kate Fox herself. The actress says, "Ellie's biggest message is never give up. Today, so many people walk away when things go wrong. But for Ellie, that simply isn't an option."
Thank you so much for your insights, Gladys.